And welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for October 1989. Hi, I'm Fred Vobey. You know, something I forgot to mention there when we were talking about some of the NRC products, that is a gift certificate, maybe a Christmas gift certificate to a friend of yours for the DX audio service. If you'd like to get some details on how you can give a gift subscription of the DX audio service for Christmas time and the holiday season, just write to us here at the DX audio service. We'll tell you all about it. And now it's time for our amateur radio list here on the National Radio Club's DX audio service. I'd like to remind you that if you don't hear your name on this list and you would like to be included in the amateur radio list, here's what you got to do. Either send us the information in a letter or put it on the back of a postcard and send it to the National Radio Club's DX audio service, 706 McKenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. We must have that information in written form. Please do not leave it on the action line or just in casual conversation on the telephone. Please send it to us and we'll put it on the list. Starting off the list is R.G. Abshire, WA9ZYG, Advanced Class License, Michael Addy, N8GDC, Technicians Class, Doug Allen, W2CRS, Advanced Class, he works 160 through 2, 440, and also does some activity up at 1296 MHz, single sideband and CW. Thomas Auri, WB2GHA, General Class, 80 through 10 and 2 meters. Charles Bartlett, WB2BQY, General Class. DX Audio Services, Steve Bowers, KC0HF, out of Kansas, with an extra class license. He works 75, 40, 10, 2, and 440. Next is one of our editors, John Bowker, WA2WEN, advanced class license. He works 10 through 80, single sideband. Todd Brandenberger, KA0KAN, extra class. He works 40, 20, and 2. Ken F. Burns, WB6UWX, Lewis Cable Jr., KA1DIG, and Alex Calabrese, WA2ADS. Next is Leslie Carpenter, W7EII, technicians class. Bill Coleman Jr., KA4DAP, Technicians Class. He works 40 through 10, CW. Mark Conley, WA1ION, Extra Class, 75 AM, single sideband, and also monitors 146.445 FM. Kent Crawford, W9OEM, Advanced Class. Carl Dabenstein, K0SBV, Advanced Class. He works 10 through 80 CW. Ilio DiFranco, KA8UFL. Tom Dimio, who's a member of the audio service, K3DOL, Advanced Class. Tom works 40 and 80 CW and SSB. Sheldon Dunham Jr., W4OEL, Extra Class. Albert Earnhardt, WB4AFR, Extra Class. He works 40 through 160, single sideband and CW. Russell Edmonds Jr. is WB2BJH, Technicians Class on 2 SSB and FM. Next is Jeff Falconer, VE3LSK, General Class, 160 through 10 CW. Robert Gallerstein, WB2VGD, Advanced Class, 10 through 40 CW and SSB. Peter George, KA1NHJ, he's a novice class. Peter Ghiberli is KW1H. George Green, K8NDY, Technicians Class. Dr. Tom Grease is K0HTF, Extra Class. He works 166, 2, and 220. William Hartledge is WD4JW, or make that JLT, Novice Class. James Headley is KJ4B, Extra Class. Craig Healy is NG1U, Extra Class. He works 10 through 160, single sideband and 2 meter. James Hill is W61, or make that W6I, get my ones with my eyes messed up here, W6IVW, Advanced Class. Stanley Horn is KA2WZM. Charles, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Hromadka, H-R-O-M-A-D-K-A, is WA2TLR, Technicians Class. Charles Hutton is WD4ELO. Advanced class, he works 10 through 160 CW and SSB. Next is Glenn Jacobs, K3WEI, general class. Dave Johnson, WA4NID, advanced class. Dave works 20, 10, 15, 12, and also 40 single sideband. Steve Johnson, K3LXN. Peter Kemp is KZ1Z, extra class. He works all modes of 10 through 80 and also on the VHF band. David Kennedy is K4HZF, general class. Ed Kowalski is K3PRE, technician's class on 2 meter and 6 SSB. Mark Kilbaki is VE3GIX. Jim Long is WB9VKA. Tom Likens, another audio service member, is WD4RWU, general class. Tom is also the net manager of several nets down in his area. He's on 40 and 10 single sideband, or make that 40 and 80 single sideband. Gilbert Marazzi is IK2HKS. Where's that call? That's in Italy. Al Marini is AH6DO, advanced class. Bill Marvin, KB9IV, advanced class. Alan Meyer, WD9IRV, advanced class. He works 10 through 80 in single sideband and 2 meter. Harry L. Mayo is WB2EDS. Steve McDonald, VE7SL. Dave McPherson is KC4ADQ. Alan Merriman is K4GLU, extra class. He's on 20 CW. Randy Miltner is N6HMO on advanced class on 10 through 40 single sideband, SSB, and packet. He's also on 2 meters. Gary Mitchell, KH8. AC is general class, 40 through 160 CW. Paul Mount is WA2QBO, novice class. Al Muick is N5HZG/DJ. And I think Al's back in the U.S. by now. He was in the military over in Germany there for a while. Kurt Nelson is WB3LJA, technician's class on 6 CW, AM, SSB, and FM. Kent Knopfsinger is AE8I. He's a extra class. Dennis O'Brien is WB6CBJ. Dan Phillips is N4NU, extra class on 2 through 160 meters. Stephen Ponder is KA5UOR, novice class. Al Resnick, who is the group chief of Cap Cities ABC, is K3PXR, advanced class. He's on 40 through 160, 12 and 2 meters. John Ridge is WA2GWO, general class. John Rose II is NJ8Q, extra class. Jeff Ross is K2OD. Andrew Rugg is VE2AQP. I'm not sure of the classification of this license. I got down here as B, and he works 10 through 80 CW. Glenn Russ is K4DTT. Paul Sawyer is W1MFE, general class. William Shaheen is N1CQ. John Shields is W3OKP, advanced class. He works 15 through 80. Dr. Lynn Simons is AA4LH, advanced class. Chet Smith, WB2LUQ. Winston Smith is 6Y5WS, and I'm not sure exactly where that call resides. Douglas Smith is W9WI. He works 10 SSB and packet. Mark Snyder is WA3OKW, general class on 2 meters. Erwin Sparks is N1ES, extra class. Charles Spellman is WA2WKW, extra class. Works 40 and 80 CW and AM. Bonnie Starr is KB8HDM, novice class. And Jerry Starr is N8IRL, advanced class. And you can catch Jerry on that Sunday night net, which Dana Yeomans told us about on a past Muse. Jerry, by the way, works 10 through 160 AM, SSB, CW, and 2 meter FM. Robert Stonier is N2CJS, general class on 2 meters. Howard Swerfeger is WA2ORX, extra class. Charles Taylor is WD9INP, technician's class. Wayne Thompson is KB4JJD. Bill Thompson is KA2ABB novice class. Al Tobia is KB6KAX general class. He's on 10 through 160 SSB CW AM FM and 2 meter. John Topol is W900. Dick Truax, also on that Sunday Night Net, is K8GVU, advanced class, 160 through 10, and 2 meter CW and SSB. John Truam is W0JRP, advanced class. Daniel Veens is WB1CSV, novice class. Yours truly, Fred Vobey, KB8BMQ, the Big Mammoth Question, is novice class, and you can catch me on 10 SSB or 15 through 80 CW. John Vodnik is WB9AUJ, stroke 9, or 8, I should say. Bob Walker, KA8VQB, technician's class. He's on 2 meters, and if you're ever in the Detroit area, try giving him a call on 147.17. Tandy Way, another member of the audio service, is K4YSN, extra class. Larry Wheel is KA1BCP, advanced class. He's on 15 and 20 SSB. And Wai Kun Young is KA1MIN. And this last one I left for last is Dana Yeomans, N4PGE, extra class. And Dana's on 10 through 160. And if you happen to check in on that net on Sunday night, you'll hear Dana basically calling all the action. How about that? Perhaps on the next audio service, Dana can give us a call on the action line and let us know again a little bit more about that net that goes on Sunday night. And that's our amateur radio list for this edition.
Well, okay, Fred. Hello again, everybody. You know, it seems so strange here. I feel like I'm at the beginning of a cycle of the DX audio service, and maybe I am. We're going to be starting all over again at 540 kilohertz in the next few minutes here on the DX audio service travelogue. And school just started. My grandchildren have been going to school and bringing back fine reports. Of course, they hate school, but that's all right. We don't have to tell you that. And what else? Oh, well, the TopekaCon conference has ended, and that's just in the recent past. So maybe a whole lot of things sort of came to an end and are just beginning. But actually, Fred, what is it, 5.5 years you've been running this DX audio service?
It seems like that.
Now, before we get to the 540 tape, I want to do a couple of things with you. First of all, WCBS 880 in New York has once again changed their on-the-hour ID. If you remember, about a year ago, I played you the new jingle they use. Well, friends, it's like losing a friend. They've done it again. Here's what WCBS AM at 880 sounds like today.
Thanks very much, and a good afternoon, everybody. This is Cameron Swayze. These are some of the top stories we have coming up for you next hour on WCBS News 88. The top story, Hurricane Hugo hammering away at the island of Puerto Rico now. Winds, heavy rain, and much damage being reported. Arraignment today for five defendants in the Bensonhurst racial case, and Rich Lamb will have a report. 66 degrees under cloudy skies.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you'll hear it here on WCBS New York.
More than just a headline, WCBS News
88. CBS News, this is Mitchell Krause. Hurricane Hugo is roaring over the island of Puerto Rico with winds well above 100 miles an hour.
Let's go on with the 540 tape. There's a story here I want to tell you about the use of 540 kilohertz, because when I was your age, almost doesn't matter how old you are, 540 wasn't allowed to broadcasting in the United States. Now here's what happened. In 1947, there was a World Administrative Radio Conference held in Atlantic City, New Jersey, of all places. For instance, the one 3 years ago was held in Dubrovnik, in Yugoslavia. There was one in Geneva 4 years before that. And every 4 years, pretty much by order of the International Telecommunications Union, there are these plenipotentiary meetings where all radio systems that need review are indeed reviewed by technical people. And I won't bore you further, but the FCC technical rules come from these every 4 year cycled meetings, in large measure anyway. In 1947, there was a meeting in Atlantic City, and as part of that, the frequencies between, let me get this right now, I'm going to read this part, between 415 and 550 kilocycles were determined as how they could be best used. Now, the Europeans decided, and certain of the Asian nations, decided they wanted to put broadcasting in some of those low frequencies. But the key points of interest were the use of 550, 540, 530, 520, and 510. Because 500 is a unique frequency. That's international distress. And nobody wanted to use the frequencies 490 or 510, or even those a little bit further apart from 500, because they might cause interference to some SOS, a weak SOS signal at some point in time. But in the United States, it was determined, okay, look, the Canadians are using 540 without any great difficulty. What we will do is use 540 kilohertz, kilocycles, excuse me, goodness, with the following proviso. It reads, in the United States, assignments to broadcasting stations for the use of the frequency 540 kilocycles will be made only on the condition that no harmful interference is caused to the mobile service operating in the band 510 to 535 kilohertz, kilocycles, and on the further condition that no harmful interference is caused to the operation of auto alarms and other uses of the emergency frequency 500 kilocycles. Now, that's the first sentence of a long paragraph that appeared, ultimately, well, the date on this thing is February 11th, 1949. It's a proposal to actually authorize broadcasting stations on this frequency 540 kilocycles. 1949, that was the beginning, right? The first broadcasting station in the United States to apply for use of 540 were three of them all at pretty much the same time. And it wasn't until 1953 that this was all ironed out so that these three stations could make application. KFMB, San Diego, they applied for 5,000 watts, and they applied to move there from 550 kilohertz, or kilocycles, where they had been. Another one was in Richland, Virginia. They were at 1050 on the dial. They wanted to move down with 1,000 watts to 540, and that's WRIC. And then finally, another station that's still there, WDXN, Clarksville, in Tennessee, they had no station, and they wanted to build a station, and 540 seemed like a good frequency, so they put in for 250 watts. Get it right after a while. So anyway, that's kind of an interesting thing. In other words, nothing happened until 1953 on these frequencies, and that's why when I was growing up, and maybe a few of you, there was nothing below 550. Now, as we have in the past, recently at least, we'll organize these as geographically as I possibly can, starting in the great Northeast, going down the Atlantic seaboard, and then out through the Midwest to the West Coast. Ladies and gentlemen, the DX Audio Service Travelogue proudly presents the beginning, the left side of your dial, 540 kilohertz. And if that doesn't call for a benediction, I don't know what does.
May the Lord richly bless you.
Thank you.
Long Island's only station playing great Christian music. Christian 54, WLIX, Islip.
Blessed is he who comes in the name.
I should quickly explain that what the young lady said was on the tape, and WLIX is an all-religion station now. Let's move on.
This is WDMV serving Salisbury and all of wonderful Delmarva. From Pocomoke City, Maryland.
It's a minute away from 3 o'clock at famous 54 WETC, Wendell, Zebulon, North Carolina. Here is Little Joe and the Thrillers.
At this time, WETC, Wendell, Zebulon, North Carolina, concludes another broadcast day. WETC, privately owned and operated, broadcasts on Clear Channel 540 with a daytime power of 5,000 watts by authority of the Federal Communications Commission. All of us at WETC wish you a pleasant good evening and hope you'll join us again tomorrow for another day of broadcasting from Famous 54, WETC, Wendell, Zebulon, North Carolina.
AM 54, WYNN, Florence.
Gospel 54 presents the Sermon of the Day.
The world's greatest country music is on WGTO Cypress Gardens. Good afternoon, it's 3 o'clock. We'll check Central Florida weather right after this word.
WGTO. Now an update from ABC News. I'm Chet Martin.
First on the dial, and now first to serve the tri-state with the love of Christ, 24 hours a day. Pittsburgh.
Relaxing classical music all day and all night long. This is Classical WWCS, Canonsburg, Pittsburgh. AM Stereo 540.
La radio de Radio-Canada à Windsor, CBEF 540.
Central Daylight Time at 11 a.m. This is WYLO Radio, Jackson, Milwaukee. News is next on USA.
USA Radio News, this is Joel Barr.
And we're right here in Fort Dodge, Iowa. KWMT, Country 54.
This is your Showtune station, KSHO, Hesperia, Los Angeles, with music coming up in this next half hour from Cabaret, West Side Story, and Bye Bye Birdie.
This is KKGO Hesperia, AM 540 stereo, simulcasting with KKGO FM, Los Angeles.
Well, let's see. First order, that pretty well concludes what we have on the 540 tape here at the DX Audio Service. We're missing a few obvious ones, but if you live near a station and can get a good, clean ID, better than a lot of those I just played you, I hope, for some stations at 540, send them in to the DX Audio Service. We'll add them to the tape. Now, I have some thank yous to pass along. Marty Rimpaugh from the coast called in and correctly identified KIQI. By the way, that wasn't a trivia quiz. I didn't know what that station was. But you're right, KIQI. I should have been able to recognize the jingle. 1010 in San Francisco. So thanks very much, Marty. And two or three other people called in and confirmed later on what you said. Michael Friddle from Brooklyn and Ron Clark down in the sunny Southland. Haha. And Chuck Ray up in the sunny northland of Leamington, Ontario. Those three called in, and among the four calls, we got it all straightened out that WKKW at Clarksburg, West Virginia, was at 1400 on the dial. In fact, once my computer came back up, even I was able to confirm it, but you guys didn't need my computer. That's very embarrassing for the computer, I would say. Fred, I think that about does it for this month. We're going to be doing 550. Next month on the DX Audio Service Travelogue, we'll have a little more banter for you. Looking forward to being with you then. Meanwhile, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, John. And I guess now let's turn it over to Bill Hale with a look at the Domestic DX Digest column.
With this month's edition of Highlights from Domestic DX Digest, I'm Bill Hale reporting. This month, I thought we'd zero in on the special part of the column, whereas the DXers send in a lot of little tidbits that might help others to catch a station and ID an otherwise un-ID'd catch. 540 WWCS in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, was reported by John Malicki of Pittsburgh, is now on with 7,500 watts daytime. WEAZ, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 560, noted with the new call letters. And WEAZ, Philadelphia, our name is EZ101 slogan. Of course, they're the old WFIL. WLND, 830 in Cortland, Ohio, has dropped religious and is now oldies. They're IDing as 83 Rock, WLND, Cortland, Warren, Youngstown, and the call letters are only given on the hour. Non-IDs as 83 Rock the rest of the time. Their sign-off is at the WCCO Local Sunset. Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario sent us that. 880 in Sheridan, Arkansas, KGHT, was heard with Satellite News Network News, country and western music. Now on this new frequency, they previously were on 1540. Their ID goes, serving all of central Arkansas, KGHT, Sheridan. Steve Ponder of Shreveport sent us that. KGLN 980 in Colorado Springs was not actually heard on the air, but Wendell Ford of Westville, Indiana was DXing on TV, saw Channel 3 eSkip come in, and he heard an ad or saw an ad on there. Memories from the 40s, 50s, and 60s for KGLN. So their format is now music of your life-ish oldies. They used to be religious. Here's one for the books, WNVR 1030 in Vernon Hills, Illinois. They used to be the kind of like a scrapbook news format of all the suburban area around Chicago. Is now Great American Radio, designed to serve Six Flags Great America Amusement Park in Gurnee, Illinois. Wendell Ford also heard this report. He heard some Three Dog Night, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Berlin. So the format is oldies M.O.R. And there's also a report of how long the roller coaster line is. So there's a new one. New station on the air. Actually, an old station that was off now returned to the air. KFIT in 1060 in Lockhart, Austin, Texas. Back on the air now with religious programming. And personally, I called the chief engineer. They said they're daytime only, 2,000 watts. Their schedule is 0700 to 1900 Eastern listening time. They have a 60-watt PSSA, but they won't use it until the time is sold. They're programming 15 and 30-minute tapes of preachers, plus a call-in show via the satellite. They carry international radio network. They now have three towers, and the address is 9049 Jollyville Road, Suite 102, Austin, Texas, 78759. That's the KFIT's new facilities up in Austin. They moved from Lockhart, but still have to serve the Lockhart area. 1110 WKEG, Washington, Pennsylvania, the last day on the air was June the 30th, according to John Malicki. They're off the air due to financial problems, no return date, and he's getting a lot more signals in on 1110 now, I'm sure. WMKT 1270, Charlevoix, Michigan, was heard with Business Radio Network and IDs as Market Radio 1270, WMKT, Charlevoix, Petoskey, Traverse City. Charles Ray also reported hearing this, and he's been hearing it, or had been hearing it, for a couple of weeks, but couldn't get an ID because they loop the same direction as local WXYT, making for tough copy. That's the WKHQ, WMKT, Charlevoix, Michigan, on 1270. WWRV, 1330 in New York, XWNYM was noted with these new call letters, and Radio Vision Christiana slogan, they're the RV, Radio Vision, with Spanish religion and various ethnic programming. Bob Harrison from Union, New Jersey, checked in with that tidbit. WWHY Milan, Tennessee on 1360 with a full info sign-off at 2345 after Cardinals baseball game. The address differs from the log, so if you're an address keeper, it's Box 971, Milan, Tennessee, 38358. It's either Milan or Milan. I believe it's Milan, Tennessee, 38358, their zip. And 1550 WCXJ Braddock, Pennsylvania. About 7:10, that's July the 10th, off the air as the land their tower was on was sold. So they moved it 3 miles east of the town. And when John Malicki wrote this letter to me on August the 2nd, they were still off the air. So evidently they haven't got everything tuned up just right yet. Back to 560 WFRB Frostburg, Maryland. At 22:15, a sign-off was heard with a sung Lord's Prayer and WFRB FM invite. This 2 hours after local sunset, so it appears they use their full PSSA time, but not their night power. Charles Ray of Leamington sent that in. Also, Charles reports that CHYR 710 ran 24 hours a day with a silent period on Monday morning on 710 at full power. Remember, these guys are the 710-730 outfit up there. They ran full time on 710 from August 2nd to August 23rd. He called them for info and was told that a utility company had put up a tower, a communications tower, near the cheer transmitter site, messing up the 730 night signal. Well, they were told to operate on 710 only till the problem was resolved. And as we read this, as far as I know, the problem hadn't been resolved, so I guess cheer is still on 710 full time. Here's some news for you WLS fans. The big Channel 89 in Chicago is now Talk Radio 890 with ABC News on the hour overnights. They now have a time at the tone deal at on the hour, and they were 1 minute ahead of WGN, WBBM, WMAQ, and WWV and all the rest, so reported by Wendell Ford. 930 in San Antonio, KRIA, they've been on and off operation for the last 2 or 3 years. Well, they're off again. And rumor has it they've been sold or are going to be sold to Adams Broadcasting, which owns KISS-FM, a hard rocker, and they'll simulcast the hard rock format on 930 when they return to the air. The latest, just heard minutes ago as we speak, They're going to simulcast until probably the first part of December, and then they're going to go separate programming, adult-oriented rock on 9:30, and the hard rock continues on their FM station. 9:40 KTON Belton, Texas was heard with Satellite Music Network Oldies format and Satellite News Network. WOKT 1040 in Cannonsburg, Kentucky was heard at 0645 by Steve Francis of suburban Memphis on August 20th with their sign on over WAMN. Power given is 2,700 watts, which doesn't appear in other sources. They announced 2,700 watts when he first heard them on 71088, so it's apparently permanent. WBT, the Big 1110 in Charlotte, North Carolina, was heard at 0307 with Larry King taking over from 610 WAES in Charlotte. The best of King noted on 731 at 0214, and Wendell Ford had KFAB nulled at the time. 1250 in Dakota City, Nebraska, KTFJ on August 4th at 1557, the new station on the air of the week with religious programming. The ID, which went like this, KTFJ, Dakota City, Sioux City. Rick Dow of Oakland, Iowa, checks in with that news. WZZZ in Fulton, New York, was heard with a code ID, fair to poor, under WFBR and WCLG. Bill Townsend of Washington, D.C., reported that. A couple of stations on 1340 make the news this time. One going on, one going off. WWNH, the new 1340 in Madbury, New Hampshire, is now on regular schedule with mostly religious news heard. Stan Morse of Boxford, Mass. Heard that. And WYOM, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, on August 12th was their last day on the air, and they're still off as of when this letter was written. According to the local paper, this is due to transfer of ownership, and the owners of a Christian format at WSCR 1320 in Scranton will take over. WYOM's format will probably follow suit once they return. Former owners WKRZ will acquire WILK. Harry J. Hayes of Wilkes-Barre sent that in. And also on 1340, WKGN Knoxville, Tennessee has dropped oldies and is now urban contemporary. The schedule is 0500 to 2400. With 0600 sign-on on Sundays. 1550 WORI in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, after more than a year of silence, is back on the air with Sun Radio Net Talk. Steve Francis checked in with that. And also, Steve sent us this tidbit, 1560 WSLA in Slidell, Louisiana, heard on 828 and 94, apparently nonstop programming with Sports Final Phone Talk. Plenty of ads with a 1-800 numbers and Massachusetts mailing address. Only local men's heard were legal ID on the hour, and it's alone on Monday mornings after WPAD's nightly sign-off with WQXR off for their silent period. Steve notes that 1560 had been an open channel Monday mornings in the Southeast, but apparently not any longer. Well, that's it from the domestic DX Digest desk this time. If you want to send in something to me, I'll be more than happy to both print it up in the NRC's DX News and on the DX Audio Service. This is Bill Hale. My address is 734 Burleson, spelled B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, San Marcos, Texas, 78664335, and I'll be looking for good words from you through the mail. Until next time. 73s.
Thank you very much, Bill. Now it's time for Market Scope here on the DX Audio Service. But before we start this edition of Market Scope, I'd like to issue somewhat of a warning. The material which you're about to hear may contain some harsh double entendres. And basically, some of you may think this is rather profane. Now, before we get a lot of hate mail from our readers, for those of you that do not enjoy listening to this kind of material, we're giving you this option to fast forward ahead to the end of the tape, because this is the last piece on the DX Audio Service. However, we debated at great length whether or not to run this, only because it's not made up. This is real radio, folks. These are radio stations on the air and licensed by the Federal Communications Commission. What more can I say? It's a preference whether you like them or dislike them. The only thing I can say is, if you think you're going to be offended, fast forward ahead. Otherwise, here's some rather shocking radio on the DX Audio Service.
Well, thanks, Fred. This is Market Scope on your cassette player for October 1989, and I'm Phil Wayne. With Westwood One's $56 million acquisition of KIQQ Los Angeles and a $15 million contract for Z100's Scott Shannon, Los Angeles has become an open battlefield in one of radio's most spectacular ratings wars. KQLZ, better known these days as Pirate Radio, premiered 6 months ago, utilizing very unpredictable programming concepts. Pirate Radio's music mix is 70 to 80% current music, a blend of mainstream contemporary hits and hit-oriented rock and roll, such as Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, Van Halen, or Guns N' Roses. Music rotation changes at 48-hour intervals, and the hourly clock, the positioning of all programming elements within a given hour, changes every 2 hours. There is no news, no traffic, weather is given on rare occasions, and time checks are limited to morning drive. KQLZ's sales department limited commercials to 2 per hour, with a spot rate of about $1,000 per commercial. Plans are in the works for a satellite-delivered version of Pirate Radio. In today's highly competitive radio markets, it would then be very likely that Pirate Radio would appear in your hometown. Here is Pirate Radio, KQLZ Los Angeles, followed by 99.5 The Fox, WDFX Detroit. Both represent the most successful of the new Rock 40 formats.
Transmitting live over North America, this is Pirate Radio. No whips allowed.
KQLZ Los Angeles, Pirate Radio.
Four in the morning in Los Angeles, and now, ladies and gentlemen, live from the broken-down, low-rent, sleazy, double-greasy Pirate Radio Nut Hut Studios, it's time for the very first ever Southern California edition of the Shed in the Morning Radio Spectacular and Entertainment Extravaganza, starring Michael Scott Shannon as the head pronunciator, plus assorted wackos, weirdos, freebirds, reverts, knuckleheads, jelloheads, and dingbats anonymous. I'm talking about people like Bubba the Love Sponge, Randy Andy, Neon Leon, Dr. Dave the Teenage Rave, and baby DJ Captain Kevin, the official Pirate Radio Nut Hut crew. Ladies and gentlemen, it's on the air everywhere. Shannon in the morning. If I'm lying, I'm dying. And grits ain't groceries, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man.
Scrub your hands.
Scrub your hands.
Wash your face.
Wash your face.
Comb your hair.
Comb your hair.
Before you get dressed each morning.
Shannon in the morning on the air and feeling fine. Woo! Like I've been here all my life.
Which one of you guys is playing that record that makes my body twitch?
7:14. Is it 6 or 7?
6.
6:14. Let me set my clock. This is the new Shannon in the Morning Radio Spectacular, the official Pirate Radio crew. See, I can't say Zoo Crew anymore, which I've used for 9 years because of those buttheads at Power 106. This is Shannon in the Morning and the Nut Hut crew on Pirate Radio 100.3 FM. I am the head pronunciator on duty, and the Pirate Radio lines are open. I'll give you the numbers in a minute, but you know what today is.
Monday sucks. Monday sucks. It's Monday. It's Monday, Pirate Radio. Blue Monday.
Pirate Radio. Less DJ yak than Kiss FM. Not as much disco as Power 106. Disco, disco, disco. music as both of them put together. Pirate Radio. FM Pirate Radio kicks ass. Whitney Allen is on Pirate Radio.
Station with more music and fewer commercials than anyone. Plus, well, we kick butt. We're Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio 100.3 FM. Lock it in and jerk your knob off. Don't like this radio station very much. Why? Count the commercials. You'll figure it out. Pirate Radio. The new one that won't play along with the other ones. That's why they're pissed.
Want your Bon Jovi tickets, don't you? Well, you're in the right spot. Just hang up right here for details and a chance to win from Pirate Radio.
Not just a sale, a civic duty.
You have found the frequency. 99.5 WBFX. Detroit's Fox.
99.5, the Fox. That was Angel Eyes. It's your Feely Band. I'm the motorbike Terry Young. I can find Young Cannibals. Probably the best concert you'll see all year. And I'll be giving away those tickets. And I'll be in the top 99 countdown tonight, okay? Where are you calling from?
Livonia.
All right, now, in Livonia, what's the F word?
The fuck.
All right, what song do you want to hear?
Little Fighter by White Lion.
99.5, the Fox. High town, the mid-stand, the views,
the common man, the Fox. That was Tears for Fears and Sowing the Seeds of Love for everybody out in Livonia at 5 Mile and Merriman at the Shell gas station there. Jay and Glenn and the lovely Faye. Wah! 298-6900. Motel Motorball, Terry Young.
The baddest boy on the dial right now on the radio. Skid Rose here, 18 in life.
Tomorrow morning.
Well, I believe our second truckload of humongous prizes will be in tomorrow.
A kind word and a smile for everyone.
Plus, we're going to have the first annual Detroit Lions pep rally to kick off the new season.
All right. What do you think about that, everybody?
Well, we're still going to have one.
Savage and Steve rock Detroit on 99.5 The Fox.
According to the May-June Birch Monthlies, KQLZ ranks a strong number 3 in radio listeners aged 12+. WDFX astounded the Detroit market a year ago, with a number 3 showing in the book, and continues today as Detroit's top contemporary hit music station. Thanks to Mark Marino and Marty Rimpaugh for their help in this month's Market Scope. Next month, Market Scope spies invade Burlington and Plattsburgh. For the DX Audio Service, proudly wearing my pirate patch, this is Phil Wayne.
Thank you very much, Phil, and I can honestly say I probably won't hear radio like that around these parts in a long, long time. Well, that wraps it up for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. The National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. See you next month.